We never tell you who to vote or not vote for, and that's not what we're going to do today. But what we are going to do is we're going to talk about the psyche of this. How does it impact you? What concerns should you have as it relates to the decisions that you make about your home, your family, and your finances? And to do that, we've invited someone who is most qualified. She is a practicing psychiatrist. She's been on this program before. She's a friend, and let me throw that up front. I've known her for many years. Lise Van Susteren, Dr. Van Susteren practices psychiatry in the greater Washington area. Her resume is long and varied and distinguished. She is the mother of three children. She has, in her history, run for office. She may talk about that. But what we're really talking about today is we're not telling you who you should vote for, either Republican or Democrat. But what we are telling you is to take a look at how you feel about what has been one of the most interesting campaigns, both Democrat and Republican, in our history. For most of us, this is highly unusual. The tone and the tenor, all of that has occurred here, and it has to have some impact on all of us. But what is that impact? Well, who better to tell us than a psychiatrist who has lived through the same thing and who also has a keen interest in politics? So Lise Van Susteren will be our guest today. Lisa is, as I said, a respected psychiatrist, and we'll get to her in just a minute. I got a couple of things I want to clean up with you because I've gotten more reaction to these topics than, or at least to this topic. And that is how to avoid the long line at the airport. Now, we explained to you that the TSA, which is the agency that does the security checks at the airports, if you are going through the airport, you will notice while you're standing in that line to get through, to get up to the person that checks your ID and your ticket, and then you go through and you got to take off your belt and your hat and all of that stuff, your shoes. And then if you're lucky, you get through that in maybe 20 or 25 minutes. But if you look over to your right or to your left, you will see something called TSA Pre. And that's the sign above it. And people are zipping through there and they're not taking off anything. They don't take off their shoes. They don't take off their belts. They don't take off their hats. And they look just like you. And they are, for all intents and purposes, just like you, except for one thing. They have pre-registered with the TSA. Well, how do you do that? Well, we explained that last week and the week before. You actually have to go online and apply for this pre-registration. And then once you've done that, then you have to go to a nearby airport or TSA facility and be fingerprinted and questioned again. And then if you get through that, then what you have to do is pay $85 for the right to go through that line. Now, the $85, and I've said this and I'll say it again, it is not refundable. That is to say that if for some reason you don't make it through the pre-screening process, you lose the $85, okay? Now, the $85 will, if you do qualify, you're good for 5 years. For 5 years, you go to the airport and you go through the pre-TSA or the TSA pre. Now, by the way, what they do is whenever you apply for a ticket, either online or at a counter, they will send you a number, and that is your number. And when you buy a ticket, you give that number to the agent, and that becomes a part of your record. And that's how you pick up the pre-TSA notification on your ticket, which means that you can then go through the short line. You get it? And again, you don't get back the $85. Now, they're going to ask you questions like, have you ever been arrested or a felony and so on. So don't lie about that, because if you do, they're going to say, no, you don't make it, and you're going to lose your $85. But if everything goes well, you pay the $85 by credit, right, credit card or debit card, and you are then qualified for 5 years to be a TSA pre-candidate, meaning you can get to the airport and go right through. I know a lot of you didn't know that. It doesn't seem to be very well publicized. And so we here doing our job on Radio America want you to know how it works. Okay. All right. Enough of that. Thanks for your – I know. I will probably get more. I've gotten more responses to this. And how do you do it? That's how you do it, folks. Go to TSA online and from there follow the prompts and the directions. Now, let's turn back to our topic today. We know that Rubio dropped out of the race. Senator Rubio's dropped out of the race. And it's while it's not a two-man race, for the Republicans. It certainly is close to Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, but also the governor of Ohio is still in the race. And for some folks, he is the preferred choice. All of that's in front of us, and all of that are decisions that you will have to make. But what we want to talk about today is the psychology of all of this. How is it impacting you? What do you think? Is this unusual? I'm going to turn this over to a person who has the unique ability to give us some insight, and that's Dr. Lisa Van Susteren. She is hi, Doctor. Are you there?
I'm here.
Well, good. It's good to have you with us, and I'm very excited. Let me take a break, and when I come back, we'll get started with you and hear what you have to say about this, okay?
Terrific.
Okay. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. We're very pleased to be here on the Radio America Network, and we're very pleased to kind of take a swing here at the political process from a psychological point of view. I'm never going to tell you who to vote for, Democrat, Republican. That's your choice. We just don't do that. But we do want you to think about how you feel about yourself. We'll be right back. My guest is Dr. Lisa Van Susteren. She is a practicing psychiatrist. She is noted for in her field for her work, and we are very pleased to have you on the show. Hi, Dr. Lisa.
Well, I'm pleased to be here, Paul. It's always fun to talk with you. You know that.
Well, thank you very much. This is such a vast topic, and as I said, we shy away on this program from being political, we don't jump into the politics. And I'm not so interested in that as I am interested in the impact of what is happening. From your perspective, I mean, you talk to patients, you talk to people. What are you hearing? And then when you assess what you are hearing, what does it mean?
Okay. So I'm a physician, obviously. And one of the things that strikes me about this process is one of the things that I often complain about in medicine, and that is that we tend to look at symptoms as opposed to going upstream and finding out what's causing illness. So when I look at the political process today, it really looks to me like symptoms of dumb decisions that were made a while back. So the fact that we have a crazy atmosphere right now, and we do, and people are all saying that, is really the result of the decisions that were made upstream a while back. And we can talk about that, and it has to do, this is fortuitous, this is talking about money. A lot of it has to do with money and trust and aggression and all the rest. But what we have today is a great deal of polarization and a political process that seems that it has gone absolutely haywire. No control. Everything is a surprise. What we thought was up is down. What was left is right. So there we have it in a nutshell.
Well, that's okay. And I want you to talk about, to give us an idea of some of those suggestions. I'm going to take a break in a minute, and then we're going to get to that. Let me go to the end of the discussion. Are we going to be okay at the end of all of this?
We're going to be okay, yes. Of course we are. We have a lot of checks and balances in our system, but we really, really do need to look at the behavioral changes, is what a doctor will tell you. We do need to look at some of the things that are causing our problems. And one of the things is the role of money in politics. Mm-hmm. And the other, and this is an offshoot of that, is the fact that because money has had such a disproportionate influence on politicians and policy, we don't trust people anymore.
Stop right there. Let me take a break. That's where we want to get to. That's what we're going to talk about. You're listening to Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. My guest, Dr. Lisa Van Susteren. We'll be right back here on the Radio America Network. My guest is Dr. Lisa Van Susteren, practicing psychiatrist, noted for her abilities in this very phenomenal field. And I've asked her to join us to kind of give us an overview of what she sees, if you will. And interestingly enough, we get to the issue of money. And if I heard you, Dr. Lisa, you said that money in politics is partly, if not completely, responsible for our situation today. Is that true?
It is a major factor in what is happening in the political scene today. First of all, and I can identify with, is that people really believe that their hard-earned money is not being spent wisely. And, you know, I can understand that. And they also feel that in the political process, that rich people and corporations are having a disproportionate say. So they feel that their voice and their vote really doesn't count. It's drowned out by all the money. So then you get a natural consequence to that, which is that people don't trust politicians, they don't trust the federal government, they don't trust, maybe they'll trust the people that are local officials because they're nearby, but otherwise there is this sense that we have been getting taking it on the chin for a long time, and along comes somebody like Donald Trump, and they aren't really so concerned so much about the particulars of his policies, which is why people who are pundits and others are up in arms, because the real issue is they feel at least they can trust him, that he's telling the truth, that he is saying it like it is, and that he will restore somehow the sense that there is no sort of tricks to policies, and that we won't have to continue to take it on the chin.
And let me just say, here's my disconnect with that, okay? I hear you. Now, you pointed out that people believe that the rich are getting away with whatever and, you know, and running the country and doing this and that. And yet, the person that we seem to turn to, and I say we as Americans, we vote, is a rich person. I mean, isn't there a disconnect?
But this is a very important point, is that when you go to vote for a person, it is very well known that you are looking for your better self, in a sense. Who would you be if you idealized yourself? You'd be rich, you'd be handsome, you'd be thin, you'd be tall, you'd be all these things. We know that height and a certain packaging is absolutely imperative for people to think highly of you. They look at Donald Trump, or people do, and there's a belief, there's an imagined sense that his riches could be mine. Now, this is unconscious, but we look at him and his success, and we think that's something he's going to bring to my country, therefore to me.
Interesting. So he is what we want to be, even if we don't necessarily like everything that he is, but
that is correct. Yep, got the gorgeous, sexy wife, he's got the gold-plated this, the big airplane, all the rest. There is this sense, when he says America's going to be great again, people get the feeling, yes, and then I can have some of this dream also. Now, that's a very unconscious thing, but we know that politicians' height is important. We know that their weight is important. These are all responsive to our need to have an idealized person in office, a person who represents the best of what we hope we could be, but are not. Obviously.
Fascinating. Dr. Lisa Van Susteren is my guest here on the Home and Family Finance. Interesting, isn't it? Yes, we're talking about you and the psyche as it relates to the candidates. We'll be right back with more.